It's the most disgusting time of the year. Bet you didn't know I could sing, did you? Well, it's time for the holiday office party. Yuck America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be along momentarily. Not one, two huge guests this hour. The first one, one of the most influential rock musicians for the past, 45 years? Nils Lofgren. He is a very important part of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. He has also had a very important 47-year solo career. He has also played with Willie Nelson, Ringo Starr, Neil Young. He has a terrific new live album out right now, and he has a tour lined up for early 2016. Nils will be by, and we will chat. And then it will be this week's edition of the Entertainment Report with Christina, followed by Gary Cole. Now, you talk about versatile actors. He's in a new movie produced by Larry King called Christmas Eve, but he is so iconic for that one role, Bill Lumberg in Office Space. I remember him most fondly for being Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch movie, when I think he was better at being Robert Reed as Mike Brady than Robert Reed was at being Mike Brady, and Gary Cole will join us. We start things off this hour with the holiday office party. Well, you know, things aren't as good as they used to be down at the office. There used to be a big fancy party. You'd get dressed up. You'd bring your wife, your husband, that important person, whomever. And you'd go out to some restaurant or some place where you would just all kick back and have some great holiday fun. Well, now we do it in the office. And so what happens is everyone brings their own stuff. They call it potluck. So people are making these things at home in their own pots. So what do you get? You get tons of macaroni and cheese. You get, is that sausage or what is? Is that chicken? I don't know what that is. Oh, beans? Smells kind of funny, but it's some sort of beans. All right. When you go to your holiday office party in your office, how much of that stuff do you eat? It's always a good idea to just trust the stuff made by people you know are clean. Have you been to the homes of some of your coworkers? Okay, I have. So you know that, all right, I'll eat that. All right, I'll eat that too. And, if Christina were to make something for me, I would gladly eat it because I know she is as pure and clean as the driven snow. But what about that guy that, you know who I'm talking about? He's always kind of walking around every once in a while. He's touching around near his nose, and you followed him into the bathroom a couple of times, and yeah, there was that time back in August where he didn't wash when he walked out of the old washroom. And there he is. You can just picture the situation. It's the night before the big holiday soiree, and he's standing there in nothing but a day-and-a-half-old pair of tighty-whities in his kitchen, and he's making what you're going to eat the next day. Oh, and here comes his kid. His kid is great. He's 11 years old. We'll call him Jimmy. Problem is, though, Jimmy's just getting over some strep throat, and he's got this wild case of conjunctivitis going on right now. So Jimmy wants to get involved. So there he is, and Dad's going to let him taste whatever he's making for tomorrow's holiday party. Here, lick it right off the spoon, and oh, the spoon goes right back into the old stew. Yeah, that's going to be on the table tomorrow for you to eat. How do you handle this? Every time I've seen one of these parties, there has been a saving grace. And that saving grace, not necessarily named grace, but someone who brings store-manufactured food. Oh my. Somebody just brought 9 cheeseburgers from McDonald's. Oh my. Someone has just bought something that was packed in a factory somewhere. I don't care. I will eat that entire Entenmann's chocolate cake because it was commercially produced. I know things go on in all kinds of venues, but I don't know if I trust good old Jim standing there in the tidy whities, making dinner, making lunch for you and for me. Happy holidays. Nils Lofgren is coming up next. Does Nils cook? We'll find out. We'll ask him. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Turn signals, the dude said, are as useless as on a chicken. He may have a point. What can we do to make drivers see us? Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Maundering the aisles, searching for pumpkin pie filler, it was disconcerting to see people poking cell phones. This woman I almost ran into was leaning over the center aisle of pumpkin pie cans on her elbows to be able to work the phone. If they can't navigate the aisles in Wally World, how are they going to detect one tiny blinking motorcycle lollipop light? In 2005, we started using hand signals in a highly animated fashion with far better results. Note, I have long arms. I don't ride a bagger, and your result may vary. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, is it legal to leave a minor child home alone? The final verdict after this.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Order in the court.
Yes, it's legal. There's no federal law in regards to leaving children home alone. However, a few states have home alone laws, like Maryland, Colorado, and Oregon, who spell out an age requirement. But Illinois is the most conservative, where a parent could face child abandonment charges of a year in jail for leaving a 14-year-old home alone. And that's the final verdict.